February 3, 2021, 11:33 and 35 seconds a.m.
911, where is your emergency?
February 3, 2021, 11:33 and 53 seconds a.m.
911. Hello? 911.
Did not miss. That was 911.
Say again?
I did not miss dial 911.
Okay.
February 3, 2021, 12:12 and 55 seconds p.m.
South Amboy Police, Patrolman Fuentes.
Yes, do I have to come into the station to make a complaint against an officer?
Yeah, you can do that.
Do I have to?
Do you have to?
Do I have to come into the station to make a complaint?
Yeah, I would. Can't do it over the phone.
I can't do it over the phone?
No.
And is this being recorded?
Yes, every line that you call here is recorded.
And what's your name?
My name is Patrolman Fuentes.
Can you spell that, please?
F-U-E-N-T-E-S.
F-U-N-T-E-S. T-E-S-U-N-T-E-S. And once again, patrolman, you're telling me in order to make a complaint against a police officer, I have to come into the station?
That's correct, sir. You have to come in, sir, because I can't stick any report from anybody.
Okay. Patrolman, I would like to speak to the Internal Affairs Department, please.
Hang on one second. South Amboy Police, Patrolman Fuentes.
South Amboy Police, Patrolman Fuentes. I would like to speak to your internal affairs officers to make a complaint against you.
Sure, sir. I told you that I would transfer you.
February 3, 2021, 12:18 and 24 seconds p.m.
South Amboy Police, Patrolman Fuentes.
Yes, I would like to speak to someone now. I would not like to speak to an answering machine.
Sir, I transfer you to Internal Affairs. If he's not here today, he'll...
Your policy requires that anyone, anytime, anywhere, any place, all complaints must be taken. They shall never be told to go away. They shall never, in direct orders from the Attorney General of the State of New Jersey, they shall never be told that they have to come in to the police station to make a complaint.
Sir, so you can either come here and...
I want to speak to a sworn officer right now to take my complaint, other than you, now.
Sir?
Put someone on the phone now.
Sir, I'm not going to continue to argue with you here. You can either come in...
Then what is the party you needed to do?
I'm telling you what I am required to do. I could either transfer you to the Internal Affairs Officer, or you can come in and grab the paperwork yourself.
I want to speak to someone now. Anyone, anywhere, anytime, any place. They shall never be turned away. That is your direct order. That is your policy. This is being recorded, sir. Don't keep your hands.
February 3, 2021, 12:20 and 17 seconds p.m.
South Amway Police Department, Patrol Clerk.
Yes, I would like to speak to someone now. I would like to make a complaint against a police officer now. I would like to speak to a sworn officer.
First of all, relax. I don't know what you're talking about because I just answered the phone. This is the first time I've answered the phone. So what can I help you with?
I want to make a complaint now. I want to speak to a sworn officer who will take my complaint in the appropriate way and paperwork now.
Okay, first of all, sir, in order to make a complaint, you have to come into headquarters so we can get you the proper paperwork. I can't take a complaint over the phone.
What's your name?
Patrolman Clark, badge 53. You can call the Attorney General's office or the Prosecutor's office because they're going to agree with me. You have to come in and physically do that.
Sir, you are in direct violation of the direct orders from the Attorney General. I have read them.
Okay. Can you stop?
I have DNA.
Can you tell me these, please?
They are on the prosecutor's website. Anyone, anywhere, anytime, any place.
Okay, well, again, sir, you will have to physically come down to headquarters and file your complaint. We can get you there going that way.
So now I'm going to talk to the Professional Standards Division of the Prosecutor's Office.
What's
your name?
You can call him whomever you want, sir.
You're a direct violation of your policy. I'm a state director. You're directly violating the law right now. I had a complaint sustained recently. Do you understand what I'm thinking right now?
Sir,
I'm trying to help you.
Sir,
I'm trying to possess this service record from nothing but a sustained complaint. But your arrogance will not let you call someone a higher than you can confirm that I am liar.
There's no arrogance. I'm trying to help you.
It's your arrogance is you get on the phone, talk to a lieutenant, talk to someone who knows what they're talking about.
First off, there's no lieutenant here. There's no lieutenant here. So if you want to say there's a lieutenant here, there is not a lieutenant here. So.
So now I'm not sorry for what you are about to have happen to you. I am not sorry for the fact that you are refusing to find out the actual law.
Let me talk to you. I'm trying.
This is a recorded line. We're done.
Okay.
February 3rd, 2021, 12:25 and 4 seconds p.m.
South Amboy Police, Patrolman Fuentes.
February 3rd, 2021, 12:25 and 31 seconds p.m.
South Amboy Police, Patrolman Fuentes.
I am calling from 260 Main Street. Someone is blocking my driveway. They've been there for a while now.
All right, we'll send somebody up there. Take a look. Is it 260?
260 on Main Street, yes.
All right, we'll send somebody up.
Thanks,
sir. You're welcome.
February 3rd, 2021, 12:26 and 44 seconds p.m.
South Amboy Police, Patrolman Fuentes. Hello.
February 3rd, 2021, 12:33 and 8 seconds p.m.
South Amboy Police, Patrolman Fuentes.
I want to speak to the police chief's answering machine. Let me slide in.
Sure. Stand by.
February 3rd, 2021, 1:14 and 13 seconds p.m.
Goddamn it, please, Sergeant Murray.
What's your name, sir?
Sergeant Murray.
Sergeant Murray.
Yes, sir.
Did you receive a phone call from Detective Russo at the Professional Standards Division of the Middlesex County Prosecutor's Office?
I just walked in, sir, so I'm not sure.
And it's Murray?
That's correct.
In order for me to make a complaint against the police officer, do I have come to the police station to do it?
What's that, sir?
Do I have to go to the police station to make a complaint against the police officer?
No, sir. You can tell me if you want to. I can take it for you.
Why would patrolman Vientos and patrolman Clark just tell me in order for me to make a complaint against the police officer, I would have to go there and make a complaint physically at your police station?
Well, I can't speak on their behalf, sir, but I can tell you, if you wish to do one right now with me on the phone, I can take it for you.
Okay, well then my first complaint is against patrolman Vientos.
Okay.
For refusing to do what is inherent in his duty to do, and refusing to take my complaint against the police officer,
okay,
disobeying direct orders from the Attorney General,
okay,
in the state of New Jersey, ordering him that anyone, anywhere, anytime, any place must take his complaint.
Sir, can I speak real quick?
Yes.
Before I start, are you going to give me your name or no? Just so I can start the paperwork, that's why I'm asking.
So if I don't give you my name, you won't start the paperwork?
No, I'm asking you. I'm asking you if you're going to provide me with your name so I can start the paperwork or no. And if you're not, then I'll still do it, but it'll be anonymous. That's what I'm asking.
Okay. Well, now you get my name. Now you get all of it. You said I could ask to be notarized. So you mind, I'll do that too. Now this is official.
I didn't ask for a notarization. I asked if you're going to give me your name or if you're going to be anonymous so I can start the paperwork.
Are you going to come and slash my tire, Sergeant Murray, if I give you my name?
I'm going to put your name at the top of the IA if you give me your name. If not, it'll be down as anonymous.
Okay. My name is Richard Ward, Sr.
Ward, you said, sir?
L-O-R-D.
Senior? All right, sir, are you going to provide me with your address?
I don't want you to come to my house and hurt me.
That's not what I'm asking. Are you willing to provide me with your address?
No.
Okay.
I'll give you my email address so you can respond and let you investigate yourselves and find you've done nothing wrong.
All right, what's your email, sir?
O-U-R-L-O-R-D 12 at gmail.com.
O-U-R-L-O-R-D 12 at gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, would you like to provide your phone number at all?
732-662-0310.
Okay. And who was the initial officer you wanted to complain about before you talked to the other officer?
The first officer was Patrolman Fiantos.
Okay.
You have a recording of my conversation.
Okay.
This was done about a half hour ago. From this number to your police station, you have this recording.
Okay.
To investigate this to the full extent. Logical conclusion.
Okay.
I wanted to make a complaint against the police officer.
Okay, which officer?
On his demeanor.
Which officer?
That's a separate complaint. I asked if I had to go to the police station to do it. The patrolman told me yes. I asked again. He told me yes. I told him that's not the case. That's your Attorney General orders from the top law enforcement agent in the state of New Jersey, your direct commanders, ordered you to take any complaint from anyone, anywhere, at any time.
I'm aware of the policy. Can you explain it to him?
Yes, you are a patrolman.
That's not matter, sir. I'm not meaning to cut you off. I'm just asking you. Okay, you explain to him that is what you're saying.
In order for me, during a pandemic, to make a complaint, my complaint, I would have to physically go to the station to get the floor.
Okay, that's what you were told?
You have the recording.
I'm just gonna explain something to you, sir. I'm gonna take the initial.
If you said you have the evidence, you have the recording, so you can.
Mr. Lord,
you can understand what I said in the recording.
Mr. Lord, can I explain something to you? How the process works, please. Can I?
Yes.
Okay. I am going to take the initial report. Okay. The initial report is then forwarded to our Internal Affairs Division, who will do the extensive report and reach out to you either by the phone number you provided or the email address you've provided. Okay?
I would prefer the email. I do not want to be called at 3 in the morning. I know what you guys are.
In the morning, sir.
I would prefer email, so it's in the writing, so there is no infection set. You have the tape recording. What was said in that tape recording is evidence enough. I would prefer an email, so it's in writing, and there is no he said or she said, there is no claim games.
I heard you the first time, sir. What is your second, who is the second officer?
The second patrolman was a clerk. I told him the same thing. He told me that in order for me to make a complaint, I would have to go. I begged him to call a supervisor. I begged him to confirm that he was right because I wanted to give him a chance not to be wrong. I asked him to affirm the fact that in order for me to go to make a complaint, that I would have to go to the station to do it. I believe in that recording, he told me that he had orders to tell people that. I believe, from my recollection, again, it's on the recording that you made of this phone call.
The Internal Affairs Officer will go into the recording, not me. Just as I explained to you the procedure, I'm taking the initial report, they do the investigation.
I begged him not to be so arrogant that he would not to ask for help, to call a supervisor, to affirm. He refused. So, here I am.
All right, Mr. Warden, what was the purpose for your initial call before speaking to these officers?
The purpose of my initial call, Sergeant Molly, when your Internal Affairs Officer follows up with this complaint, I will put that in writing.
Okay, so you don't wish to make your initial complaint, just the one on the... that happened after.
Well, the initial complaint was about a man who went to your department.
Okay.
He told your sergeant that he wanted to make a complaint. Your sergeant demanded from him ID. Your sergeant from your head, the man wanted to make a complaint, insisted on getting his ID. So, and this ended up with the man being arrested in your department.
I'm not ignoring you, I'm just writing stuff down, that's all.
So we have a sergeant with no name tag on his shirt, being asked to identify himself, refusing to identify himself, escalating, being nasty, demanding ID when he was told the guy wanted to make a complaint. It's absolutely clear what you guys are. It's absolutely clear you have no respect for the law. Direct orders from your commander. Direct the rule of law, the law. It's clear you're sovereign citizens, sovereign terrorists.
You saying you're a sovereign citizen or we're sovereign citizens?
No, I'm saying you are. You have completely disregarded your orders, the chain of command. You have said, screw the law, screw the orders. You're sovereign terrorists, you're sovereign citizens. You do not think the law applies to you. I know this because this is what you just did. I'm not a sovereign citizen. I believe in the law. I believe in the rule of law. I wasn't at the Capitol taking selfies like the police were. I believe believe in our government. I hold it true. I hold it in honor and respect, the chain of command that we're supposed to obey. I call your agency, and I have been shown direct contempt for everything this country stands for. So don't you dare attempt to say that I said I was a sovereign citizen.
I didn't attempt to say you said anything. I was clarifying your statement for my report, sir. That's all I was doing. Do you have anything further that you wish to add to the report?
Will it be 45 days before you guys decide that you didn't do anything wrong?
Sir, like I said, I take the initial report. It gets forwarded to Internal Affairs. I cannot speak on their behalf. I am not Internal Affairs.
Who oversees the police chief?
By that you mean what exactly?
Who decides to hire or fire him?
Well, this department is civil service.
Okay.
You wish to add anything else to the complaint at all, sir?
I will further my original complaint. I'll clarify that when I get something in writing and respond in email.
Okay. So you don't wish to add anything else to the one that you wish to do on the other two officers?
No.
No? Okay. All right, as I explained to you, sir, the process, I'm taking the initial report. The initial report will be forwarded to Internal Affairs, okay?
And how soon before I'm arrested for doing this?
Before what, sir?
I'm placed under arrest for doing this.
You won't be.
I just watched a video of you guys twisting, turning, and making a false arrest. And why should I believe that?
Sir, I can't persuade you what to believe or not to believe. Do you have anything else
no,
to say?
No, you can't. I see what you are. I see what you do.
You wish to add,
I see what you are.
Okay, Mr. Wood. Do you have anything else you wish to add?
Are you going to put my name in the police database now? You going to run my name for warrants?
What?
When I call the police, state police,
I am taking
there.
I am taking
a
full report, Mr. Lord. That is as far as it's going, and I'm
sending
it to Internal Affairs.
Don't think you're going to be waiting for the letter from the state police to see what names you're putting in that database.
Okay.
Because public records are public records. It's common law, and the judge determines what I get. So if the judge says that,
I'm familiar
it might be exempt, but when a judge sees it, so, and if you put my name in that database, one of you is going to prison. Do you understand that?
Yes, Mr. Wood.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
You do the same, Mr. Wood.